you know, some parallel cases and some of the issues. And I think that there are clearly two parts of this topic. One is the notion of chatzi kiddushin for men and for women. And the other part, of course, is the parallel opposite of it, and that's the idea of his hispashtus kiddushin bikur. So we'll just talk about some of the ideas that come up, and then in the shir that we pick up with right after the bechina, the first one in June, we'll fill in quite a few blanks. We'll do one day, one shir, so we'll start with the kadesh, the mashkon, properly as to the base. Okay, so that's the plan. Everybody's hearing me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay. So the Gemara says, I'm going to have this statue, Fetz Chabu Kodeshes, the Ainu Kodeshes, and then the Gemara records Abaya, disagreeing, I'm going to have Abaya Rava, Maishka Fetz Chabu Kodeshes, the Ainu Kodeshes, Isha Rachpada, Volokhatsi Isha, Bakanami Isha Rachpada, Volokhatsi Ish. So basically, the Gemara itself is already in this discussion between Abaya and Rava is really very suggestive. The Rava starts off by making a distinction between the role of the husband and the wife. And Abaya immediately challenges that. So the question is both to understand Rava's initial presentation, and also his maskana, as we'll get to in just a minute, as well as Abaya's objection. And instead of looking at it, there basically are two ways to understand the sugya. One is that this is a very narrow issue, as we'll see in just a moment, and that it pertains to one particular point. The other, which makes it a much more interesting topic, is the possibility that the Gemara here is weighing once again, as it has several times in the first parak, the relationship between the different relationships between husband and wife in the marriage. And even though it's a marriage and it's a bond between them, that the fact is that we perceive the vice attribution and the chalos attribution differently from these two different perspectives, and that the sugya of chetzi kedushin is once again symptomatic of this broader idea. So when Rava starts off and makes a distinction between chatzi isha and chatzi isha, basically there are two ways to understand it. One is that he's saying something very narrow and very technical, and the other is to understand that he's making a broad and important statement about the different roles in the Ishas. After all, background being that when it comes to the Torah's formulation, ki ikach, which as we saw in the famous base, and Vavim Aleph, the Torah is very machmir that we ki ikach ish ish and not ki tilakach, ish al ish or ki tikach, even in a situation where she is precise about the different roles, you know, harei aniva kudeshes lach, the Lord came to base, even then, as we discussed, nasmahi and amrahi are issues and problems, because although this is an agreement between them, right, the roles are different. Ki ikach velo ki tikach, ki ikach velo ki tikach, and the whole nasan and amra issues. So too, we find that when it comes to the status of ish ish, the one that base in the base, that the reason we call it kibushim, the also kulam akadish. And obviously, you know, again, the exclusiveness is also a distinction between ish and isha, and that's very relevant to this discussion of the mind levels we have to a second. When it comes to initiating a get, that too, of course, is an important distinction between ish and isha. And even when it comes to the status of das in kibushim, it's possible, it's clear that both Isha and Isha require Das, but as we saw early in the year, on that base and the base, it's very possible that the level of Das and the type of Das required by the Ish and by the Isha are different. There are some formulations where the husband's Das is more pivotal, because he's the one who's initiating this Chalos, like the Ran and the Darim and the Chates, and there are others like the Rajba, who are of the opinion exactly the opposite, that the Isha's Das is much more central. We had earlier in the year the view of the Sefer HaMatim, that her Das is more pivotal in the Isha's, precisely to compensate for the discrepancy between them and Gerushin. So the point is that there's a backdrop to this discussion. Once again, in other words, instead of just looking at this question in a very technical, narrow way, maybe this is part of the bigger topic of the respective different roles of Isha to Isha in the vice of Hinduism. So the Torah continues, and in the name of Abaye, challenges whether or not this is a distinction or not. Gemara says, "Amar Abaye Rava, Vaishno Chetzker Mekudeshes and Menem Mekudeshes, Ishom Rachmana Velochatzi Sham, Achanami Ishom Rachmana Velochatzi Ish." So Abaye essentially can be understood also in one of two ways. According, you know, one way is that Abaye is basically arguing on this very narrow distinction that Rava's making in a particular case, if we get to the moment, and he's suggesting that general relationship between the two do not justify this distinction, since it's not rooted in the pasuk. The integrity of Ish, the integrity of Isha, and Kikah Ish Isha should be the same. The other way to understand Abaye is that Abaye is particularly arguing about the particular application, and what he's saying is even though there are differences, like discrepancies, between Ish and Isha in this process, nonetheless, where we know that our differences they apply, or where they fit into a certain pattern, but where we don't have information or evidence in that regard, then we should work with the default assumption that everything is equivalent and everything is the same. Either way, Rava's response, and then the Gemara says, "Bahafi kamala, the ina lebitzvah chmiti, the simna." So the Gemara basically seems to be focusing on the fact that the concept of chatzi ish chatzi isha refers to the exclusiveness of the ishus, the asar kolam of hekdesh in the isha case, the possibility that the man can have more than one wife, and therefore this is Rava's way of justifying the difference in formulation. And of course, Abaye, who disagrees or seems to challenge Rava, doesn't disagree with that particular conclusion. So the question is, once the Gemara says that this refers to the possibility of one supe achriti, where there is in fact a discrepancy between Ish and Isha, so we have to go back to the same two perspectives. One is that this Gemara is very narrow, and all it's telling us is a particular halacha. In other words, we all agree that there's a difference when it comes to when Sube Achriti, prior to the Kabbalah. And all we're saying is that, therefore, technically, the formulation of Khatsi Kedushin works in one and not in the other, because it is a specific reference to this agreed upon reality. And therefore, there's a halacha might, there's a Gili Milsum halacha difference in this particular case. In one case, it's valid. In the case of Isha, it's invalid, but basically there's nothing new here, no bigger or broader conceptual idea here. And especially since the Gemara says, Bahoshi Kahamar, it would be very easy to explain that this is all the Gemara has in mind. However, it is possible to suggest a different interpretation, and I think the Rabbi understood it differently, as did a few other Rishonim. Let me say that on the first one, I think Rashi and Rajba, mostly Rishonim, are the opinion that this Gemara is exclusively talking about the possibility of the Mitsube Achriti. Rashi even adds on Dibravas of Achri Kamar that the truth say that this is a continuation of the answer. We preclude the idea that this is an example, or that this is symptomatic, or reflects a broader idea. Rashi is saying that Achri Kamar is the entire, it's an IE, it's a klomar, it's the entire explanation. And the Rajba Alatar, the one piece, seems to go in this direction, as well as do so many other Rishonim, Gittin, and elsewhere. But the Raivid quoted in the Rajba, in his discussion with Sugi Gittin, then Gimel, we'll get to just a minute, and the Rambam, when he quotes the Salacha, the Pasishas, seems to, the language of the Rambam, seems to dilute the Mahachi Kalma. So the other way to read the Gemara, where this Gemara becomes very important, and clearly what Abaye understood Rava saying, at least the Mahamavina, is that we're really dealing with different goals. And then Rava's response is not to deny this and narrow this halacha, but to establish that the fact that this is an exclusive relationship when it comes to the Isha, but not for the Ish, is itself symptomatic that there's a concept of chatzi in one and not in the other. And therefore, it might have echoed in other issues as well. It may
have to do with the role of Yish as the Gabra, as the Poel, as the Oseh in this particular case, Ki Yikach. It may have to do with the Isha's role, the passive role, as the object of this kinyan. She's the Machneh, not the Kohen. Indeed, these two possibilities, that the Gemara's answer is either about something which we already know, and just the narrow Chiddush about the Lashon of Chatzin, or the possibility that this is part of a bigger and more important distinction between the roles, is also implied, perhaps, by the continuation of the Gemara on Zayin on the Beitz. At the end of the Sugya, the Gemara finishes discussing his Pashto's Kiddushin, which we'll discuss in a couple of minutes. So the Gemara then turns to several Ibakas. The Gemara says, Hai Rabba, Hetzicha Bechatzi Pruta, Hetzicha Bechatzi Pruta, Man, Kimda Bechatzi Pruta Pascha, O Dilma, Mulder Baholech. Then the Gemara says, Intim Zilomer Mulder Baholech, right? Hetzich Pruta Bechatzich Pruta Mahu, Kimda Bechatzi Pruta Pascha Lilse, O Dilma, Kol Beyonde Mulder Baholech. Then the Gemara says, Intim Zilomer Kol Beyonde Mulder Baholech, Chetzach Perputa Mechetz Hayom Chetzach Perputa Lemachar Ma Kimdam Lemachar Pascha Udil Mahachik Tamar Kiddushin Metchilo Be'ayna U'megamber Lo Nikmar Ad Lemachar. Then finally the Gemara says, the finally Maya Yishnei Chetzach Perputa Ma Hochevada Mechatzi Mechamala Udil Ma'ein Isha Mitzkadeshes Mechatzoi Klav. So basically, if you look at the Ran Alatar, this is implied already by Rashi, it would seem that they understand that Vadai, there's no concept of Chatzi Kiddushin, Vatlish Temat Yisha. What's meant in the Psak of Rabbah is merely the reference of Boi Lid Subei Achriti, and therefore all these Nibayos are really just questions of Umdana. What does he mean when he formulates the Kiddushin in this way? Is he implying that there could be something other than an exclusivist relationship, or not? Is there the implication that there's something called a constitution, right? And if there is any whiff of that, any line or reference to that, then that will be the Pagam, and so on. However, the other way to read the Gemara is that the Gemara is really wondering whether or not in principle, there is a Belshemin at all. One second. Can people hear me?
Yes, very clearly.
Okay, great. So, maybe the real issue is whether there's a chamos of Chatzi Isha at all. There's an interesting debate between the Rambam and the Raman in Facetious about how to paskin. Many paskin that the first two, the Abibayas of the Gemara, Itim Tzolom and Itim Tzolom, are Vadai Kiddushin. That's something he has in mind. The other ones, the next two, are Stekos. But the question is, what about the last one? So the Raida takes the opinion that the last Safek, Shnei Chetzi, or Pruta, is certainly going to work, because it's clear that he has in mind to do Mitzah. And the Rambam states that that too is a Safek, and Raman is shocked that the Rambam would think that that's a Safek. After all, there's more tzirah in that case than there are in the cases that the Rambam himself is poshek with Huma. The question is, how is it possible for the Rambam to be the Safek in the final case in Gemara when, given his perspective on the other cases, this being the one in which there's greater tzirah in the Kabbalah. But I think the Ram already suggests that the answer may be, he doesn't hold this way, but the answer of the Rambam may be, and that the Ram and other Rishonim ask this question again, the Rambam asks this question again. Other Rishonim answer the question by noting that in the Arn Gittin actually also seems to contradict the Rambam's attack. But the Ran here suggests a solution that perhaps for the Rambam, though there may be greater siruf, and clearly has in mind, an entire chalos ishus, the fact that he isn't motive aholech, that's not just an expression, but that somehow is trying to actually impose the notion of chetzi, that there is such a category in the halakha, that the Rambam understood that this isn't about undur in the end of the day, it's about the existence of the category per se. Therefore, in a certain sense, when it's not viable, you have more of a reason to think of it just as a, you know, exercise, linguistic exercise, you know, that is not really intended. You know, it's clear that it intends for an entire conjunction, Miriam. The second, that there is the possibility of a real conjunction by means of the whole, then the question of chatzi looms larger, and as such, according to the Rambam, in such a situation, you know, there would be a real suffering whether that is a violation of this category. So, in the Shakla Matari, the Gemara itself, the Gemara really seems to be continuing to discuss the viability of a chatzi, which again is the Rambam Lishitaso, because the way that he formulates the Gemara in Achi Kamar, the Gemara says that, Rambam says it's a dimyon to insuve achriti, but it isn't the entire story, but the real story, in fact, is the story of chatzi on Isha Pesach. The writing in, according to the Rajba, he discusses the Sugya and Gimel Amalek, which we'll get to in just a second, also seems to go direction. So let me zero in on the Gemara Gittin for a moment as well. The Gemara Gittin Gimel Amalek discusses the problem of chatzi Ishus, right, in the case of Abdus, both for the man and for the woman. Ram said, "Bachatzi and chatzi pechorin of shekide shpars nistape." On the one hand, lo shi'er. On the other hand, he himself is not chatzi. And the Gemara actually compares this question to Rama's conclusion in our Gemara that chatzi works for the ish. And the Gemara says, "Well, you know, it might be better, might be worse. Even according to Rama, it might be different because here it's not chos." So again, if you look at the Rishonim against Rajba and Raivid here in Kiddushin and some of the Rishonim in Gittin, they seem to be exactly arguing on our point in understanding the Shakla Matarya of the Gemara. Isn't more basically saying that the only time chatzi ever works is in the case or with regard to Mansuve Achriti. But just as for Isha, there's no concept of viability of Chatzi Ishus. Ishus is an integral whole. Everything less than the totality of it doesn't work. That's true for the Isha, that's true for Isha. The only thing that Robert said was that, you know, Efshar Linsuve Achriti. And that's what the Gemara means. That if you really have a situation of authentic Chatzi, just like at the end of the Gemara, perhaps, in Kiddushin, then that certainly would have worked. That story of Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Ben Chor. But according to other Rishonim, the reading of the Gemara Gittin is a lot more intriguing, because what the Gemara is really saying is, you see from Rabbah that, according to the Rabbah, would say, that in Tsuve Achriti is just an exemplar, but really, there is a notion of chatzi ishus when it comes to the ish side of it. And then the question is, what about other models of chatzi, including chatzi eved and chatzi bechorin? Maybe there's a difference between a chalos chatzi ishus, but there's no chalos chatzi ish the gavra. And that's exactly what Gemara perhaps is discussing. Similarly, you have the parallel with regard to Isha. And here you have some discrepancies as well. There are two, Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Maskarin, Shifcha Kalufa. So we already know from our discussion about Rav, and we talked about the Lashon of Kalufasi, especially the Ram of Shifcha, which we'll get back to in a second, which shows consistent, that the status of Shifcha Kalufa, a very unique status in the Torah, and one which is discussed in Mansur in Gittin, especially if we take that it's Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Maskorin, who is having a relationship with an Ivri or Yisrael, etc. And we know it's the Asham,
the Nisa, it's the Usha, it's the Malkus. Then the Gemara goes on, and as the Sape, you know, in such a situation, what happens after Shechur of the other Hansi, whether it's Haka or Gomar, and so on. So once again, the question is, what is the relationship between the Chatzi Ebed, Chatzi Ben-Khori, the Chatzi Shifra, Chatzi Bas-Khori, Chatzi, as opposed to Areyat Mekudeshes Chatzi, or Chatzi Mekudeshes Leo. We'll get back to this in a second. This too ends up being a huge machlokes on Shonim, and the Rambam in particular seems to think that there is Chatzi Ishos of this type when it comes to Shifka Haruka. Lishipaso, Ram Paskin's at Gomri, Ram Paskin's at the Lashon Kalifasim, and Lishipas also the background one. We'll get back to that in a second. But once again, the more we look at Chatzi and Arsene as being narrowed in about Surya Printi, the less connection there is to the events. A good example, are they still hearing me?
Yeah.
A good example is the Surya Commission of Samadhi Power. When the Gemara talks about a case where a person from the Kaddish Me'aksha Balacha Manim, and then the next fellow is the Kaddish Me'aksha Balacha Esrim, and the next one Me'aksha Balacha again inside the Esrim, and so on. And the Gemara says that it's like Shraddha Delivni, and you know, in some sense, the Kiddushin, you know, at least in Safek is Kal, since everything starts, everything is triggered the Mafreya, and the Mafreya is all at that initial moment. So what's interesting again is that the Shalom Al-Latar closes with Kiddushin Dab Samach and Tal, and the Raj Rabir and Arsonya raised the question why there is a serious Safek, we seem to treat it seriously, and in our Gemara, we seem to dismiss the notion of Chatz and Bishas. And the Rishonim both there and here are not in the distinguish between the situation of trying to be the Shire, the Kiddushin, and also a Chepsa Shadishos, which is Chepsi, as opposed to a simultaneous multiple full Maisa Kiddushins where the clash is in the result, but not in the Maisa Kiddushin, not in the Chepsa Shadishos that is proposed. But in the competition, we have multiple full kiddushins that have equal weight, but that's a different category of Chatzi kiddushin than our Chatzi kiddushin. So once again, if you take the view that our Sugya is just about the Sugya Rahuji, then frankly, the whole question that poses in the Rajpa and others raise, actually didn't pose in the Rajpa, it was problematic, because they do seem to Rajpa does seem to limit our Sugya and some of the Rashi, close to Linda. More difficult to pin down to the Sugya Kriti, and if that's all I'm going to say, then really has nothing to do with the Sugya abstract of it. There are other cases of Chatzi Kiddushin to make as well. One is Birun. Birun, of course, is Kiddushin Rabbanan, but the Ram. Well, the Paragal Halacha has, the positions and the Paragal of Bilal of Skirishin, is of the opinion that in Niyun, which you know, is allowed to continue, and then the wife becomes a Gedola, you know, that somehow turns into a Kiddushin Daraisa. But a Kiddushin Daraisa that is not fully viable. So again, it comes about in a different way, but the notion of it being a less than complete or holistic of the Ishus, and according to Rambam, also includes a case possibly of me. Another discussion that we show in is what happens based on the one you see this out from above. We have a random credentially, I'm not sure if I share this is no. The one says that when you try to reduce cannibalize the ishos. You want to have an ishos, but you know, not an ishos which triggers the normal level of protection. That too, the Gemara calls it a chatzi ishos. And then the whole discussion of Yudin Rameir, how you understand it's not Rosh Hashanah, becomes a factor as well. And then, of course, there are three cases, or four cases, outside of, you know, strictly speaking, classical condition cases, also to be looked at in terms of the quality of mitzvahs and shus. One, of course, is Zika v'Yibum. The other is Yiyu in Alma Ibriyah. And the third is one which we spent a lot of time at the beginning of the year, and that is Pilegesh. And, of course, Shekha Karufa, which we just mentioned. So let me go back and talk a little bit more about the sugya in Gittin on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So the just wanted to zero in on, I already mentioned the machlokes between the Ra'ivid and the Rajba. The Ra'ivid, according to the Rajba, understands that the problem of Mechaksi Evel Mechaksi Menchorin is a problem of the Gabra, not in the Maisa Kedushin. He seems to take the notion of the Misuga Afriti as simply a shiur in there being a bit of Chatzim Yishos inside the Gabra. And as I said, I think that the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, who talks about Minsube as a dimyon, goes in this direction as well. It's interesting that the Avnei Miluim in Siman Amud Aleph Siman Kaf and Kaf Aleph notes that the Rambam never mentions a psul of Chatzi each. This is Siman Amud Aleph Siman Kaf and Kaf Aleph. And he's troubled by this because, again, according to the larger Yikar Rishonim, all they already meant was you know in Sude Afri. But fundamentally, there's no difference between Yishne Isha, and if you really hold by Abaya, and the rabbis agree with Abaya, and it's really an adjustment to this. But if that's the case, it should have registered somewhere in the Rambam that a principle was no din of Chatzi Ish. Moreover, how fascinating, that when the Gemara has its Ibayos, the one that we just discussed, they're all regarding the Isha. In theory, if we were to take the narrow reading of the Gemara, some of these Ibayos could have been written in regard to the Ish as well. But in any case, the Rambam's omission, I think, is the Shitasa. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hosisha Samacha Yud Dalet also seemed to be consistent with this perspective. When Rambam speaks about Chatzi Evan, Chatzi the Korin, to him, it's not a Chatzi Ichus issue at all. He starts off by first discussing the soul of Evan, the guy of Ichus. And then, as a result, seemingly and seamlessly, he transitions into the discussion of Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Bechor. Because for Rambam, the deal of Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Bechor, under the Chatzi Ishus, that maybe wouldn't be a problem on the Baal side of it. It's a din particularly in the Gav or the Psul of Evan. In other words, if Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Bechor is a hybrid, this is a question every time you encounter it. When do we look at it as like a schizophrenic two personalities and it's not a hamachri? And when do we say that, you know, given the fact that these two are really fused in one, that the tzad ha'eben is a gam in the gabra yisrael? So there are several ways. This is an issue, of course, that comes up in the shofar, and in the Kriyas Gila, and Ishus. It comes up in numerous things whenever you have this hybrid. The reason that Mikhail Hinoch, you know, was so passionate about Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Bechorin, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bechorin, is because it's a great test case. But certainly there seems to be a difference between situations where we focus on what is required, in other words, hash dinner, what we have, as opposed to a postal. So it's time to take the other half of the Torah. But obvious is a neutral, and all you need is Israelis, right? So the Chatzi Yisrael part. The problem is, if the Tzad Bachri or the Tzad Evan is also poging Hosel, so then the combination is not going to work. For example, is the Rambam sheet of Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Evan, Evan in the context of Eidos, that when everything is a post-cell of heaven, and not really, that is going to undermine what otherwise would be a perfectly good mitzvah or chatzi or status of Yisrael. So you have to raise this question in all the different contexts and distinguish between them. And the same may be true of a kiddush. That's one distinction. Are we dealing with kiddush of hechsher, in which case chatzi should work for its chatzi, or are we dealing with a post-lunar kohenim, in which case they spread the davar posel is something that is kind of a communicable disease, and you can't contain it or compartmentalize it, quarantine it, and therefore you really have to throw out the entire thing. So that's one issue to consider. The other possibility is to distinguish between the role of a gavra, that would be as opposed to isha, a gavra versus a chatzi, an actor. The person who is initiating and doing an action, as opposed to the subject, we call it, as opposed to the object. And here's a little bit of tricky to figure out whether, from a subject and object point of view, the chatzi, which is kosher, is going to be kobeya, or the chatzi, which is osem. But with regard to the question of Ishos, so the possibility of distinguishing between Chatzi and the part of Chatzi and Baskorin, it's interesting just to note that it appears in the Gemara and appears in Rambam that we take the opposite view of our Gemara and Kiddush. Our Gemara and Kiddush, as we noted, seems to say that Chatzi can work for the Ish, right? And it cannot work for the Ish. And if we assume that it's more than simply the issue of Mitzvah, it sounds like we're making a statement, maybe about if it's a gavra or it's a chatzi, or about issues, as a chalos, as a status, in a person, as it is an isha, in which case it has to be exclusive, as opposed to ish or baal, which doesn't have the same kind of status of ish as ish, and so on. But in the sugya gifted, especially the subject of the Rambam, here, that we go the opposite way. Because when it comes to Shif Kachalut, or Chatzi Shif Kachalut Maskorin, the Rambam seems to be much more open to a Chatzi status than he is for the Ish. With regard to the Ish, it's a subject. And with regard to the Isha, as we know, the Rambam paskets that, basically Gabar, although he's the highlight between the case of Gabar and the Maka, in a situation where Ro Acher, the Kiddush. And the question is why, and begins the question that Ramban asks. Ramban asks about the discrepancy between the concerns. But the answer may very well be, once again, to that Ramban is the Shitasa. Ramban understands that the problem in our Sugya, is the problem of Ishus, of a Chalos Ishus. And as far as that is concerned, the holistic definition is necessary. Isha, the Shemesh and Sish, and so on. As far as the Isha is concerned, the reason that we discussed is more flexible. But the whole point in Shifra Chalufa is that it's a possible definition. And that Ketzer Isha, Ketzer Shifra Ketzer Maskorin's marriage to that bribery is something that the Torah already recognizes. Here the question is whether or not the sub issues of Shifra Chalufa is something which can transition into the full issues. That's the large question about Paul. And it's here with Rambam is Mechadesh, that since it isn't just the issues to the Hatsi Baskori, that there's a shame in the totality of this a complex person, Chatzi Shifra Chatzi Maskorin, who's a Chalos Ishus of Shifra Chalufa, because we recognize that, and it is spread across both of them, rather than just being the top action versus the Tzad Shul of Kagam. Therefore, the Rambam says, it's possible that this recognized status can even more be converted to a real Ishus,
or depending on the facts, and when it encounters another folk resource, the Ba'ach and the Kidsha, it'll have one consequence. When it was unhindered by that, then in fact, it will be effective in its own way. So the whole discussion between Rambam and so on, they revolve precisely around this issue. I'm referring to the Rambam's talk, by the way, in Paragala, Composition Salat of Kazayin through Zayin. Khatzi had that Khatzi the poem to the topic. Again, the round of others, the ones who asked the question, Maish Ra'ish, and even the ones who are talking before. So, yeah, I'm suggesting once again that we look carefully to understand the Rambam, which is also that the fact that she is a Nif Elis, that she's the Machne, not the Kohen, that she's the author of the Kohen. In this particular case, it's actually going to work in Hetzer Shirkan, that the Torah already recognizes it, that the Rambam was also in the form of Eved, and the introduction of the Rambam, and so on, and Eved always makes a great deal of sense, according to Rambam's sheet. So, this is the question of Khati and Khati the Torin. These are the questions of Tafsa Kiddushu the Kulam, as well as our Sonia. And we should also look at the. Okay, there are other issues as well to look at in terms of Khatzi issues, which we'll leave for another time. Now, what I'd like to do is talk about the second half of the Sonia, which is really very much a parallel to the first half. The first half, we've been discussing the question, you know, whether or not. There is a chalos chatzi ishos, leish or leisha, and whether we can be mafkin, as well as the possibility of different types of chatzi ishios in the ways that we're talking about. And for the Rambam, they're even opposite because they are so different. Now, I'd like to talk about the possibility of this pashtus kiddushin, not a deficient kiddushin, but when you have a deficient kiddushin, the fact that it's natural state. Is to seek the completion or completeness, therefore, possibility that there's a spashtus hakidush. Are you still with me, by the way?
Yeah.
Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Yes.
Put thumbs up on the thing.
Yeah, we can still hear you, Rabbi.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, should I continue?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, the first part and the last part of the sugya deals with Khatzi Ishus. The middle part of the sugya is when the Gemara asks this question about this Pashtos HaKiddush, a very shocking notion indeed. So the Gemara brings an example here of the Gemara says, well, through the Kaddish for Khatzi Isha, so why isn't there this Ba'avon Ibar Zutra Meir Ramari and Ravina, this additional Kiddushin of Kula, and the Gemara compares it to Ragala Shal Ola, Teikula Ola, and then the Gemara says, how do you make it the Makdish Dabar Shem and Shabbat Yimo? Of the Makdish Dabar Shem and Shabbat Yimo, Abed Kula Ola. And the Gemara says, Yidabi, Hasid Eima, Hakadas Acheres, Olodabi, Alohan, Rabbi Yochanan, Nehima Shal Shri Shutim, Hikdish Kansu, Chazan Lokhan, Hikisha, Kushab and Kraydon, there was a tour to Rasa Beyonce. Then the Gemara says, Shmabi Na Plas, the issue of Dikhui Balechai, Dikhui Nekara, Dikhui, you know, the Kedusha Stamim, and the discussion of Yerushalayim and Ravelmo, not at a table. For the moment, we'll leave that for that long shiur, the first shiur, when we come back. But basically, what I do want to discuss in a couple of minutes is this unbelievably Mahamash idea. Of his pashtus hakidush, like what is this amazing? Obviously, if there's a intention to mikdash on the lechemsia, right? How is that ever going to turn into a kedushin of shleim? So, number one, I think that there are three basic models I want to get in on the record, and I think we'll expand on them more when we have more time, but. Just to connect the things that we've already seen. Is the possibility that this is all about
the Lashon, or the Maisa condition, but especially the Maisa condition and the Lashon that is used. So Rashi, of course, zeroes in on the Lashon of Hekdesh. The question is Rashi, he says, after all, Rebbe Kodesh is the Lashon of Hekdesh. The Balitosis on Zayin Rav, as we know, trying to be Yashiv Aspira of the Zayin days. So, and Tosis repeats this on Zayin days. Tosis actually comes up with the unbelievable Chiddush that if you're Mekadesh with the Lashon of Arechu Kodeshes, then in theory there can actually be Svashkush Kodeshim, Kodeshim. In Omid Aleph, it's not because there's Nasa Cheres, but in Omid Beis, where the person himself wants to be, where she wants it, he wants to both want the condition to be held fully, right? The Shnei Chetzie, Chetzie Vipruta. So where's the obstacle in that case? We'll get back to that in just a minute. But according to Tosis, that should be a problem, no problem of the Spashkus. And Tosis says that's because they're not using the Lashon of Arei HaKodeshes, but Arei HaKodeshes. So, Tosis quotes Rashi for this. We'll see in a moment. Rashi didn't necessarily go this far. There are two assumptions in Tosis. One is that the Nachmanus of the Mara came up between Hacha Nasacher, Nikara, Tosum, Dehima Hacha Nasacheres, is really a technical distinction. What we're saying is that his factual distribution theory could work. Principally, based on the nature of Kiddushin, Kiddushus, right? But you just can't overcome her, that can't be against her will. She has Das, and therefore she can limit the Spashkus as well. But then, if you use the right Lashon, and there is no Das to benefit, then it'll certainly work. So those are two assumptions. It's a massive Kiddush to say that the Lashon that you use in Kiddushin is significant enough that it's going to affect this issue. It sounds like there's more than one model of Kiddushin. That's very Kodash. We know that even saying that each goal of Kiddushin is a different method, Kesef Shar Bia, is not so simple, although there's a lot of evidence for that, that we talked about throughout. To say that the Lashon that you use within Kesef, it impacts, that's a massive Kiddush that goes itself. But Tosis is Lushi Paso, Zion on the base. However, I'm going to show and answer the question of Zion on the base differently. The Rambam, Zion on the base, he quotes the Stakos in the Gemara, actually uses the language of Kiddushin, not of Erisin. Clearly doesn't hold this way. The Rashba, the Tosis Rid, numerous Rishonim clearly did not hold like Tosis on Zion on the base. And that could be for one of two reasons. It could be because they understood the Gemara's answer. Zion and Aleph of the Kara, the Ebabah, that they understood that to be not limited, not just a technical answer of whether she can be a bad king, but it's referring to the nature of Ishus itself, not being subject to his Pashtus, as we'll explain in just a second. Then, no matter what Lashon you use, it's not going to work, the Lashon is Kamara, you know, the Havamina, they have been limited to a language of Kiddushin. But it's also possible that even if, or in addition to that point, or if that point wasn't correct, that Rishon would disagree with us because they just don't think that the Lashon that you use is going to come back in Lashon. If there is a Spashtus, will be according to all of the Shonos, and if not, it will work for the Lashon of Kiddushin. Now Rashi himself, who closes cites and quotes for this unbelievable Kiddush, says nowhere that the language is Kodesh. He does say that the language, Arat Mekudeshes, is significant in explaining the notion of his Pashtus HaKiddush. And Rashi there simply meant that the very fact that we use the language of his Pashtus HaKiddush and say also the Kur'an HaKehekdesh shows you that the nature of this Kinyan, the Chalos, is maybe even, you know, one which is informed by actual Kedusha. And if it isn't Hekdesh, its use of the language of Hekdesh is certainly significant enough that it justifies a Spashtus, a Kedusha idea. In other words, the idea that
there's a certain inner or innate drive, you know, for a certain status in its fullness. Certainly if it's a Dabar, it has elements of Kedusha, and even if it doesn't, but it's parallel to that. All Rashi said was that the language of Rav with the Beshes and also explains this avodah of this Pashtus. But the Pashtus, Rashi doesn't think that the actual Lashon is going, the Lashon is Meshakei, it reflects this broader idea. And that, of course, is the idea that we've spoken of numerous times. Just to review again, according to Tosis, this certainly is a big Yamira, and according to Tosis, the Yamira then emerges as having, as playing a very pivotal and central role in Kinu. We should go back to the Nasiru and the former Isogyas, going back to Yesh Yad, the Kiddushin, and Nine Yitzchim and Mochichos, and the Roshono Sogyas on Babu Mal. If we think, like Tosis thinks, that the Lashon is Kodeya, not merely reflects, but obviously Amira plays a very, very critical role in Ishus itself. But that aside, we need to go back to what I think is Rashi and many of the other Rishonim. The idea may be that the Kedusha aspect or the Hafla and Hakdosha aspect emerge as being very central and significant. Again, we saw this with regard to Masu, the role of Amira Masu Nagamu for Hakdosha's grid. We saw it in Kosa Rosh, and the Meir, closest to Rosh, the Meir in Darabon base, in Dain Mochichos, in Maritz, Chuba, about the Dain Mochichos, also pointed by the Abba Nguyen, the Sugi the Darabon from Kasson Aleph, which compares Yitzhus to Yitzhus Agov, the Kaddish Yisrael, the discussion of Roman why we say the Kaddish Yisrael here, some showing to speak about the Shumad, so we Oskin. Shekinah should be a problem because of Kedusha. The Tashbet, Kerebase, Simon Samach Zion, or whatever it was, commenting on Balkor, Marfa, and also Baba Shekinah Shalom. The Nitzia by Meir and Aleph, when he talks about why it is that the Gemara compares Kesef and relationship to Kesef and Shar, the Pidgin, Hekdish, and Vaisa Shani, and not to Moses Kongos, again, the Nitziv makes the aura that, you know, Kibushe Kesef is a bit in Hekdesh or something like it. So all of the numerous references to Kedusha and Hekdesh and so on are very helpful in understanding at least the Hava Mina of this Ashtus of Kedusha. Moreover, as I say, even if we don't go far, so far as Pachat's Pashas HaKedusha, what we might say is that, like Bavar Shem HaKedusha, as we said before, there are certain institutions in Halacha which by their nature strive for fullness. Or because they don't exist as a, particularly because they don't exist as a Hetzi, or if their existence as a Hetzi is a severe problem or a bound in their status, so it's in the nature of what they are that, you know, on their own, you know, they become or they are this Ashtus Bekula. In explaining the bin of Rasa Bravok and Sasana Hejo, as we discussed, the Yerushalmi is often quoted about Lashem Haaretz in the Moab. And the idea is that, you know, there's a certain innate propensity for the world that exists in, you know, to be related to the Roshal, to be connected to Hutchin, to Hekdesh, to the Shame Hekdesh. And that's what we mean when we say, called Hekhadi Isa, about Hekdesh, they gozo the Rachman and Isa. And that's why maybe the Kriya Shame, or Hakala Shame Hekdesh, and Hekdesh really makes it Hekdesh. And similarly, we might say that the nature of Kedusha is such that, you know, it's holistic, it's maximalist, and therefore there's a mishmashdus. And the more we think that Katzin doesn't exist, there may be even more reason, you know, to be thinking in these particular terms. But if you look at it that way, so it's not, like Tosi said, the Maisa Avira, or the Maisa Kiddusha, which is the Sashe. It's really either the Chalos of Yishus, or the status of Chetza Shel. And that's a totally different bond. And therefore, it becomes very important really what happens in Kachin itself. In the case of the Sashdu, this Kiddusha. So the word itself is the Kale between Babar Shem Hashem and Tviyaba and God. And the Pashto is that something about Gudra. It may be about the Pashtos of the Baisa HaKdusha, but it's very possible that it's really about the Pashtos of Kefta, like the Abra, and Abra Shem Shema, Tviyaba. So then there's a certain minimum Kefta, you know, which signifies the totality of the Behema and causes it, you know, to achieve or to attain that maximal status of Chetza Shel Kedusha. It's very interesting. The Avnei Miluim is bothered by the fact that the Rambam doesn't record the whole issue of the Spashkos Kiddushin in any case, for example, in the cases of the Zion of Days, why would there necessarily be a Spashkos Kiddushin? The Tosafina Zonkin asks, the Shrine of the Litany, this is a question I also asked, which is, concepts were the Chatzi, Ishus, Gam, and in our Gemara, the Zion of Nalev. But they're also troubled by the fact that, why would you say, the Spashkos Kiddushin of one of those Kiddushin, then they give different answers. But the important thing to make is that our numerous are showing the thing, by the process, that in theory there really could be a Spashkos Kiddushin in Yishus. The only thing is that, you know, you can't do it against the will of Yishus, but which is willing, there indeed could be a Spashkos Kiddushin. So some of the Achronim aren't with that perspective. Ask why the Rambam doesn't record anywhere the giving of Spashkos Kiddushin. He doesn't mention that it doesn't work. He doesn't certainly have cases where it will work. What happened to his Spashkos Kiddushin for the Rambam? So the Avnei Miluim himself suggests that, I think it's similar to Arutz Yitkatan Yud Hes. I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, Siddhama Dala suggests that that the Rambam holds that the whole idea of the Spashkos Kiddusha in general may be a special din in Oma and Behema. It may not be a din in Karbana and Rama because it doesn't apply, according to the world, it applies to oath. And if you ask it, it doesn't apply to oath. So maybe the din of Oas Behema is a special din. Other questions suggest that this is the din of Kedusha to do with Karbon. Again, Rose, another way when you think that Spashkos Kedusha applies, you know, to Dvarim Shel Kedusha and maybe even the Kedusha, explaining that, you know, the exception in place of oath is more the role of regal in oath as opposed to the Behema, or if it's a technical issue about what significance that has. Well, therefore, that particular case is not as much as Kiddushin, but it's not that there's a fundamental question about the scope of the Spashkos Kiddushin of Kabbalos, which then, of course, spills over into Spashkos Kiddushin into other parts of the Kiddushin. But the Avnei Miluim suggestion is that the Rambam just limits the Spashkos Kiddushin in general, sees Ola, Behemas Ola, think of that sort as an exception. That's the reason that it doesn't have any conditions. But we might answer, differently. Right answer, the Gemara says the Bikar Behema, the Gemara says Achar, no, Behema, and in the other cases, Das Acheris,
but instead of interpreting as
some Rishonim do, what the Gemara is saying is that when I saw
there's no slashes in the skin tissue. The Ema is a Kavitsa, is a violent, and so on. And then the question is, does it fundamentally work? So where is it? You know, is it going to be in the case outside of the base? Is it going to be in the top of Chabad Aleph? Or don't you need to relate to it, and so on. But another way to read the Maskam in the Gemara is that the Gemara Gufa is basically turning its back on the application of this Pashtun, this Akidusha, and the Yerusha. And what the Gemara is saying is that you can only have this Pashtun, this Akidusha, when all you have is a Kefza, which is completely passive, and which has no say, no Dasmachne, no partnership in the institution, just an offering, and nothing more. Because maybe both these postures and something that comes from the Maisar Kedusha, but certainly if it comes from the Hefza, so, you know, when something is a pure Hefza, so it's Ashe, the Kula. But the idea is that while the Ishar Kedusha is is more passive, it's the Ika Ishisha, as we've discussed, and that does have impact on even perhaps as on the Chatz Yisha, the Chatz Yashivcha, but nonetheless, at the end of the day, she still has Das. And what I'm saying is that the fact that she's a Bas Das in this particular issue is something which excludes his partial separation, even in a situation where she commits. Her conclusion is not that her das can block the food. His ashtos, it's that his ashtos is not a category whenever there is another party for the transaction, even if that party would be willing and equal. That explains why in the base, and that summit, even in places where the das is not obstacle to his ashtos attribution, maybe the way to read the Gemara is that the Icharon, where he says Pashus in Kiddushin, because she's always a Das Akeres, even she's a more passive Das Akeres, even she's a Das Akeres, perhaps of the Rabbi Yudarim, and of the Pesim Aleph, but all she has to do is agree, not to object, and then she becomes like healthcare, even then, when it is, though, this Pashus in that situation. The question is how to compare it to the Paris equation, how much they should have that becomes a more complicated issue. It's interesting that I'm really going to have a discussion. What about this Pashtus attribution? Is that what's going on in the case of Shivka Parufa, right, who marries at a degree? And then the other taxi is Mishnah Rera, so the girl has a subject of the government of Paka. Is that, a different halacha, or is that a kind of application of his fashions, in which case, if yes and if not, that would be relevant to the different ways of looking at his fashions in this particular either way, the three perspectives of his fashions condition, whether it's based on the Maisa, on the Chepta, or on the Chalos, are three issues, are three perspectives that are also developed by the novel, which is called in Tzvachim, that we base on the Tura, that we have and in our particular subject, it's clear that there are different perspectives. Don't be showing that we've been discussing. My battery is about to go out, but are you still able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just make another quick comment on the end of the subject. And again, we'll fill in some, we haven't spent too much time on it, but we'll fill in the gaps on the issue that we get back. But, some of the other examples, that's an issue. The issue, some of the issues in this fashion, essentially, we should at least, a fruit is off, something to think about. In the end of the gap, after two knots, the Gemara discusses a Shnei Mosayach, the Shnei Banai de Pruta, now that we've discussed already, Rashi Kosis and Kosis Rid, the Israel of Malach, and so on. Also, those in the Kabel,
Redozino became the Mono, then Masa Tuozino, Lincoln, Eku, and then where it continues with Vito Parasco, and so on. So that, those fakos are pretty much issues that we discussed. Well, Zero Window, just as we conclude, were the final 2 points of the Gemara and Zion debates. One is, the Gemara talks about Shirai, how God got the Shirai, Srichel Shuma, or not. What if you know that, you know, something will be pruta, but you don't know what its value is? Is it going to be necessary to know the value or not? Srichel Shuma or not Srichel Shuma. So, just to point out that here too, there seems to be a major machlok. So this is a very, very important question. Sugya and the mushroom. Or something there. The narrow idea is that Tupashka Kupi. And then we had this discussion a little bit in Russia, right? The Kabbalish, the Tabas, Yoshiyeshka, Evan, and Wadi, which I'm going to go back to. Shulkin Kaddish, the Tabas, Shiyeshka, Evan, you know, that whole issue. Only for sure.
The issue is present.
Discuss and what the person is really relying on. So a way to look at Moshe Shirai is that it's not kind of an umdana issue, and the most special vehicles of the kingdom of Kiddushin more than anything else. In particular, come back maybe the dynamic plays itself out differently in terms of what the woman's expectations are and how clear cut it needs to be about it. But I think that there are two elements to think about in this circular rate of performance. One is the question of how we look at some condition beyond the Pruta. This is a condition that comes up again and again. Some think it's the circular, but the condition is with Tibuin, Nidlu, Ritva, discusses it this way. And of course, we discussed this in the slide of Kiva Kiva Stanford, the relationship of Piron and Kesef. Is there really Kesef Kedushin beyond the Kiva or beyond the Kiva of the Shah? Is everything beyond the Kiva and the Kiva, that's the question of Kiva's Das or something? You become only the Kiva or only the Kiva, so it's Kiva plus or the Kiva. It's basically Kesef Kedushin, right, which is Roy, the Netanya Nash, let's say from the Rashi, see, if all the people think about the Kanya Nash, so the point is we need a Kuta, and it should be a Dabra Hashu, a Dabra Shapado, a Dabra Shalana, but in terms of the sums, right, maybe significance in sums are Kuta Hana, and that's your Pado, or maybe not even there, but it's basically Kuta or Dinar plus. In which case, everything else is in the same stars. But if we take the view that the Kalos Kesef Kedushin is literally Kuta, but it's really what you make of it, and that turns into Kesef Kedushin, so it's natural, then it's very possible that the question of Shuma, Sridhar Shuma, not Sridhar Shuma, is within the Kedushin question. Kesef Kedushin question, but that would be very important. Moreover, what we might say is that the role of Srichos Das could just be different than public another. You need Srichos Das, obviously, at Slakta, at Makorcha, in a certain minimum that any Kedushin requires, but as we have been explaining out here, if Kedushin is a Kalos, it requires not just Ratzon Pronounce, as reflected by any Kedushin at a higher level of Ratzon and Das, and Kotli and Zahar, and so forth, it's possible that in addition to that, the Sugya of Tzrichi Shuma, knowing Beirosh, what the value is, even if we don't think, or maybe because we think, maybe that's the reason that we think, that the cross, the Kuta of the cross of the Vida, becomes a Kalos of Kesef Kedushin, the question of Tzrichos Das and Kedushin is qualitatively different. It's with the Sas and elsewhere. Then the Gemara says, "Even Amri, the Kol Nabi, Rabbi Yosef Amr Shem Kesef Kekesef, my kesef the kayets, I shall kesef nami the kayets. And, then the Gemara discusses whether this is true. That when we say shava kesef kesef, especially in the context of the Jew, is it necessary that it also be dabar the kayets? So once again, two ways. Look at this. One is that the dabar the kayets of shava kesef in particular is the skittles nas issue. But, maybe even more of the future. But in light of our extensive discussion of Shabbat Kesef Kekesef, especially of Hana'a, as either elemental or common denominator Kesef, or especially conversion into Kesef, which makes it far, what we might say is that the Dea that requires in Shabbat Kesef that be the Kayat is to make it more Kesef. Right, that's part of the conversion itself. Again, if we ask him, we don't need Kesef Dekayetz, it doesn't prove anything one way or another, but Kesef Dekayetz reinforces the notion that Shabbat Kesef needs a conversion. And again, I think that some of these comments on these issues will reflect one way or another what they think about this. And these are just an outline of the 1-2 Kati Kedushin, Spashin, Sekedushin, Lowest Kedushin, whether Lowest Kedushin, Shema, and Ashman, Kalis, just some issues that come up here. And again, that one, Sugya Dihoi. So we'll very briefly discuss that and some issues on Akasa Lalev as well in one share after the break. And then, the second year, hopefully after the break, we'll pick up with the statue of the Muna, the Yachmashka, and the Lamek Mashka. Everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Able to hear or not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. Anything I need to know from your side?
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much.
Rebbe, when are you coming back to America?
Tonight.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, perfectly.
That's fast.
So, this whole part, so just, think about and work on. But the Hina, of course, will include everything until then, and we wish you all to do the Chazaras, and the Chazaras that you did. So,
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Coach.
The sound was great. The sound worked out really well.
Yeah, seriously.
Took a while to set up, but I think they were